Salute, salute. We back in the building. I am your host, Rick. Welcome to the Retro Rick Podcast. Yeah. 10:30 at night. I'm actually recording later than I wanted to, man. I was messing around. I stayed up to like, what, 6? I think I was up to like 6:15 this morning last night, man. We started watching a movie in the living room. And then my son, when he get tired, he be like, let's watch it upstairs. I already know what that means. So we went upstairs to our room. We all in there. Wife passed out. Son passed out. Mother, daughter passed out. I end up passing out. Then my youngest daughter, she said she ended up finishing the movie. So she said she ended up finishing the movie. And then I guess she must have just went to her room, because when I woke back up, get something to drink, and the TV was still on and all that. So I put my son in the bed, and then, you know how it be after you get a power nap, you be up. You know what I'm saying? So this was like maybe like 1:30, 2 o'clock or something like that. So I just got on my phone. I was on YouTube watching some videos and stuff. I was actually watching some, what was I watching? I was checking out my man Flossie Carter. If you don't know who Flossie Carter is, he do like tech reviews. Like, so all the phones, like he do all the phone reviews, all that type of stuff. So, you know, I was watching him do some reviews on the iPhone 14. And, you know, because I was debating if I wanted to mess with it or not. I got the 13 Pro Max. I might sit this one out and see what they do next year, because I need like a real significant change. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like this one I got. Like, this joint fire. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying the 14 is fire too. Like, all the iPhones is fire because of the way it's built. You know what I'm saying? So I do like that. But you know, like I said, I might sit this one out and just grab the next one. Hopefully they'll do something that'll make me, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe pop out with a color, because I got the white back joint right now, and that joint just looked mean. You know what I'm saying? So I was doing that, and I was watching New York Undercover. I've been watching New York Undercover. I started all the way from the first season, because, you know, again, it's the Retro Rick Podcast. You already know. Everything retro. So that's what I do, man. Like, again, it's not just the name of the podcast. Like, I'm really a retro individual. You know what I'm saying? So I was watching New York Undercover, and I started back in the first season. You know what I'm saying? So I'm in like season two right now, about episode five or six, something like that. But I was watching that, then I jumped back on my phone, and I just was, for the rest of the night, man, I was just watching different podcast videos and, you know, different ways of different videos on like bringing my podcast to the video. You know what I'm saying? I was doing that. So, you know, that's in the near future. I'm just working on a good way to see how I want to do it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like I said, I got YouTube channels for both my podcasts. So, you know, at the end of the day, the goal is to get those functioning. You know what I'm saying? With video and content like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I did, man. I was up to like 6. I was up to like 6:15 this morning. I was like, yo. Then I dozed off. Then I woke back up. My wife woke me up probably like 11. Like 11 something. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really running off like 5 hours of sleep. And I got work in the morning. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really running off of like 5 hours of sleep. Got up, went grocery shopping, cleaned up first. You know what I'm saying? Sundays is like the cleanup day. So I went in my closet, reorganized my closet. You know what I'm saying? I was just doing a lot of stuff, man. Like a lot of cleaning. Like my son, even right now, like as we speak, the whole hallway is full of toys. You know what I'm saying? Cause, you know, we in the process of transitioning my son to like a big boy. You know what I'm saying? Not a big boy, but he don't really play with a lot of his toys. So I was like, you know what, man? Big man, look, whatever you don't want, make a pile. This kid got a hallway full of toys. You know what I'm saying? So now I got to put that in the bag, take it to the Goodwill, and hopefully, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like to do things like that because it's giving you the opportunity to, you know, give to someone that's less fortunate, you know what I'm saying? And it feels good to be able to give, you know what I'm saying? So, and he got some stuff in there too, man. Remote control cars, Nerf guns. I'm looking at something like, but man, you don't want this no more? He like, nah. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, all right. You know, again, whatever you put there you don't want to play with, we gonna get that going. You know what I'm saying? Then down here, where I'm at now, I ain't even make it down here. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even get to this point down here because I was so busy with cleaning upstairs. I was cleaning my room, reorganizing the closet, getting my son together, grocery shopping, and then I was supposed to come down here, straighten up, and then you know, be done with it, but. I'm gonna have to get to this tomorrow, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a whole bunch of shit because I was, you know, reorganizing the closet down here in the basement. And, you know, my son, he still got to come down here and see what toys he don't want. You know what I'm saying? So I got mad. You know, I'm the type of person, like, the way I clean is, I'll take everything out. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I was cleaning upstairs to clean the closet, I take everything out the closet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I clean messy. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'll take everything out and then, all right, I need this, I don't need that. Then I start to separate things as I put them back. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense. But that was my day, man. Then came back home, ate, chilled for a little bit. I'm actually sipping a little something right now. And then I cracked the mic. You know what I'm saying? Come talk to my people. If you checked out my last episode, I had my guy Drizzy Dre on there, man. You know what I'm saying? Super dope dude from Detroit. Sneaker collection is crazy. I'm saying he's a real sneakerhead. You dig? I'm a sneakerhead because I love sneakers. I've always loved sneakers. Like, that's my thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm always going to have something retro on. I'm always going to have something crispy on. That's just what it is, you know what I'm saying? But he's a sneakerhead. He cops, you know what I'm saying? Like, he cops. So we're going to have him back on the platform because I still got mad questions. I want to talk to him about his collection, like, you know what I'm saying? Again, check out that last episode. Follow him. Check out his content. He got a YouTube channel. He be making these ill reels about sneakers and, you know what I'm saying, dope, man. So, again, like I said, he's down. I'm going to have him back on the platform. And we're going to get more into his collection and some more sneaker talk. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm a sneakerhead by my passion for sneakers. You know what I'm saying? He's a sneakerhead. Like, go look at his collection. Go peep my last episode. Follow him. Check his collection out. And then you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? I'm a sneakerhead. Like, I got a list of things. And I think once I cop everything on this list that I have, then I'ma chill. You know what I'm saying? But that was super dope. And I appreciate everybody for checking that out. Again, salute to my guy Drizzy Dre. And you know, he gonna be a reoccurring guest. You know what I'm saying? He down to chop it up. Oh man, what's we got going on though, man? What's been going on, man? Yo. Another thing that I haven't got to this weekend that I planned on getting to was gaming. I've been saying this all the time in mad episodes. I done talked about me gaming. 2K23 is out. My son got it. He got it for the PS5. I haven't got it yet. I'm probably gonna probably get it sometime this week. And once I do get it, give me a couple of weeks to get nice and really play with it. I'm gonna be with the smoke. Saying, but I wanted to game. You know what I'm saying? For some reason, I want to get nice and COD in 2K, man. You know what I'm saying? Grand Theft is my favorite game of all time. And the reason why I'm talking about gaming right now is actually because of the Grand Theft Auto 6 leaks. I'm seeing mad stuff that's confusing me. I'm seeing people saying it's real. I'm seeing people saying it's fake. I'm seeing people liking it. I'm seeing people not liking it. I don't know what to take from this. You know what I'm saying? When I seen the footage, I didn't I wasn't crazy about it because it looked kind of old. That's why I was like, yo, is this the new joint? Because I wasn't really understanding what direction it was going in. You know what I'm saying? Again, you know, I seen mad different articles and things like that saying that, you know, they want to make it more PC and, you know what I'm saying? I personally think you should leave it the way it is. You know what I'm saying? I understand we living in a PC world and I understand that, you know, everybody's extra sensitive. You know what I mean? Everybody's sensitivity is like super, super heightened. You know what I'm saying? But like, come on, man. Let us have Grand Theft Auto, man. Damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, let us have Grand Theft Auto. That's what it is, man. This is a game. We shouldn't be going into the games and changing this and changing that and making it so we don't offend this and offend that, man. It's a video game. It's not real. You know what I'm saying? That's my opinion. I'm personally not even trying to offend nobody right now, but it's just a damn video game, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm curious to see. I'm definitely going to cop it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm curious to see more or less, like, how they go about it. You know what I'm saying? My homie at the job told me to check out Red Redemption. I haven't gotten into that, man. Because, again, like, I got games upstairs. Like, I got new games that I haven't even cracked open. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's another reason why I'm not really rushing to the 2K. Because I went and grabbed 2K22, played it, like, twice, and never touched it again. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. We'll figure it out. But I definitely was gonna game. I ain't get to do that this weekend. But you know, slowly but surely, the weather's changing, it's getting cold. So, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna see. Man. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna see. But yeah, like I said, man, so that was what I've been doing, man. You know what I'm saying? Just been chilling. What else we did? Oh, we went to the fair. The fair was fire. You know what I'm saying? I like a good fair, man. You know, I ain't nothing. I like going to carnivals, and you know, my son, he gets on all the crazy wild rides. You know what I'm saying? So we did that too a couple days ago. What was that? Thursday we went to the fair. You know what I'm saying? We was out there to like 11 o'clock, 11:30 type, you know what I mean? And at the same time, right, we went to the fair, they had a 90s hip hop concert on the other side. You know what I'm saying? So the people who bought tickets to the concert, they got free admission to the fair. I had no idea there was a 90s hip hop concert going on. Vanilla Ice. I was watching Vanilla Ice because you could see the stage right from the fair. Like there was only a little fence there separating shit or whatever the case. I was watching Vanilla Ice. He is on stage talking about, yo, who make some noise if you was around for Blockbuster? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. But they had Coolio, Vanilla Ice, Tone Loc, and a few other people. It's like 8 or 9 acts on the bill. You know what I'm saying? But that's dope, man. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's what I've been doing, man. Like I said, I was up to mad early. I can't believe I'm running off for 5 hours, man. But like I was just watching mad podcasting videos and shit like that, man. I'm trying to get my game right. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that GTA 6, hopefully that joint come out and, you know, I'm sure it's going to be fire. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure it's going to be fire. You know what I'm saying? But, again, I know, like, you know, Call of Duty is a wild game. They be headshotting, head tapping and all that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, let GTA 6 rock, man. You know what I mean? Leave it be, man. You know what I'm saying? That's just my personal opinion. The Bishop. Yo, what's up with this Bishop, man? What's up with Bishop, man? What's up with the Bishop, man? The Bishop is choking women. You know what I'm saying? He getting robbed in his church. You know what I'm saying? He driving around in phones and all this and that, man. Like, I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not with all that. I personally feel like he could have held that down, man. He could have handled that way different. See, people got to understand, everything don't need a reaction. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to react to everything. You just don't. The Bishop should have just, yo, had one of his people, yo, look, let's escort her out the building, you know what I'm saying, or to her seat, you know what I'm saying? If she was going to be cooperative, yo, have a seat, miss, and me and you could talk about whatever you need to talk to me about. Or you got questions or whatever you got going on right now, we could talk about this after the sermon. Or if you're being too unruly, I have a right to remove you. You know what I'm saying? Cool. Putting your hands and choking and all that, yo, come on, my man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't imagine if that was my wife, like, or you know, somebody in my family you doing that to. Like, come on. You know, it's like you're asking for more trouble. How is her son supposed to feel about that? How is her husband supposed to feel about that? Her nephew supposed to feel about that? You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. How's her son, her nephew, you know what I'm saying? Or just a younger male figure in her family supposed to feel about that video of their loved one going viral because you're choking them? This is a lady. How much damage is she going to do to you? She didn't show you no weapon. You understand what I'm saying? She ain't coming there and swing on you, from what I saw. She ain't show you no weapon. You know? That's what I don't really understand this bishop. And I ain't even going to give him too much light because, like I said, I move a certain way and I don't really understand, dude. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand the flossing and all that. And it is what it is, man. I'm not here to tell nobody what to do with their money. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, we all work for our money. You know what I'm saying? If I want to go to work to and get paid and go to, you know, go and rip my paycheck up, then it is what it is. I worked for that. You know what I'm saying? So however the bishop is getting his money and he chosen to do what he's doing, cool. The difference is I'm not supposed to be helping the people. I just don't really see how you can help the people or how you're helping the people by flaunting your wealth and your material shit in front of them as often and the way that he does it. You understand what I'm saying? Like that one video, man, I didn't think I could do was shake my head when he was in his closet and he was talking about this is his prayer closet and he was just showing this big ass closet that's probably bigger than his closet was probably bigger than most of the members of his church's house, and there's all these designer shit and all that. It's like, dog, you showing this to show that. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to put this stuff into the face of your congregation just to deliver a message. You don't have to do it that way. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, that's all I got on the bishop, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if I'm a, like I said, I don't really know, man. I don't really know what's up with dude, man. You know what I'm saying? And again, if he's helping people and if he's really, like, you know, spreading some type of real message to the people, then more power to him, man. You know what I'm saying? But if he's really out here conning people and he ain't really on what he say he on, shame on you. You dig? Shame on you. For real. Shame on you. You know what I'm saying? Brett Favre. Brett Favre out here stealing money. Hey, man. And you see the type of backlash Brett Favre is getting compared to if Brett Favre was another color. That's all I'm going to say about that. That's all I'm going to say about that. I ain't even going to give Brett too much light. You dig? I'm just going to say that. If Brett was another color, it'd be a different ball game. And that's what I'm talking about. That's why we got to stick together, and that's why we got to support each other. You see what they doing. This man is a multimillionaire that made hundreds of millions of dollars, and he's stealing money from one of the poorest places in the fucking United States of America, and he's stealing money from them. And this man that made over hundreds of million dollars in his career. You understand what I'm saying? Come on, man. That's what I said, man. That's why I ain't one of them niggas, man. I support my own. You got something going on, just know Rick gonna support that shit. You know what I'm saying? And if I don't like it or if it's whack, I'ma tap you. If you my mans, yo, look. You know what I'm saying? That's how I am. That's how I am. You know what I'm saying? I don't be running out here and going and supporting the next man before I support my own, man. I support my own first, man. These people don't give a fuck about us. You dig? They don't. They don't care a fuck about us. I'm just keeping it 100. They don't. You know what I'm saying? This man is stealing money. Like, you couldn't go get with your people and then come up with that type of money. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't put nothing together, a charity or, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, a fundraiser. Like, you Brett Favre, you couldn't raise that money. know what I'm saying? All your friends should damn near be multimillionaires. You couldn't raise that money. You had to go steal it. Come on, man. Come on, man. Man, that's it for Brett, man. I ain't got too much talk for Brett, man. That shit is corny. That shit was whack. And he's a cornball. Straight up and down. He's a cornball for that. Now, let's get into another cornball. This is what I'm really here for. Hold on one second. Because I don't... This right here... Hold on one second. Give me one second. Hold on. Okay, here we go. Let me set this up. Bear with me for a minute. You already know how we doing a Retro Rick podcast. Hold on one second. This is what I came here for. Let's get into this cornball, man.
I tell you, them old rappers, man, them niggas, bro, have you seen any of these old rappers who be like, yo, they're the foundation of hip-hop, really living good? Them niggas be looking really dusty. I kid you not. And then none of y'all try to cover me because I don't fuck with y'all niggas either. So I'm just telling y'all the truth. Y'all be looking like, every time they be like an old nigga talking about hip-hop, you be like, yo, bro, you sure you invented this? Because everybody else living better than you. So.
All right. There's a cornball clown nigga, right? By the name of DJ Academics. I'm saying, I don't know if you're too... I'm sure everybody who's listening to this is familiar with this platform. In my opinion, he used to do the war in Chirac. You know what I'm saying? So he made a name off of the violence, killings, beef, drama, murder that goes down in Chicago. He made his name off of that. In my opinion, you know what I'm saying? Feel free to let me know if I'm wrong about that. But that's when I first come across them. So I'm only speaking from when I first got wind of his page. He was doing the war in Chirac, and every time there was a killing or something, he's there, he's talking about the killing, and that's how he built his name. The thing with hip-hop is we got to stop letting any and everybody come into the culture. You understand what I'm saying? Hip-hop is the most disrespected fucking culture in music. Rock and roll dudes ain't doing this to elder rock and roll dudes. They get the utmost. You know what I'm saying? Like, no other genre, man. It's only in hip-hop that you let clown niggas come in here and then disrespect the OGs. Hip-hop was created in 1978, my nigga. What the fuck do you think was going on in 1978, my man? How the fuck could you compare what somebody was doing in 1978 to what, 2012, 11, 10, when you started jumping off, 2013? The new millennium, my nigga, when there's computers, fucking cell phones is like having the world in your pocket. How the fuck can you create or how can you talk bad about someone who paved the way for you to become what you are? Because if they didn't do that in 1978, then we wouldn't know who the fuck your clown ass is. And that's what I'm saying, man. These dudes think that because you get notoriety or because you get some money, you some type of ill nigga. I don't subscribe to that. I don't subscribe to that. You're not an ill nigga just because you got notoriety, popularity, or some money. Just a cornball with notoriety, popularity, or money. That don't make you who you are, man. So you got this clown nigga, probably never been cool, you know what I'm saying? Found his voice, you know, because for the longest he was hiding behind the motherfucking, hiding behind the war in Chirac. He never showed his face. Nobody knew what this nigga looked like or none of that. You know what I'm saying? He waited till he got his bag up to probably could get security and all this stuff. And now he's out here running rampant, talking crazy. You know what I'm saying? This dude get drunk on Twitch and start talking stupid. You know what I'm saying? Why you got to do that? Why you got to go get drunk to talk the type of talk that you're talking? You know what I'm saying? And he do it when he's sober too. But with these rants that really go crazy, he's drunk on Twitch talking stupid. This guy said that the founding members of hip hop are dusty. They ain't got nothing going on. My man, do you know that LL is one of the first people signed to Death? He was the first rapper signed to Def Jam in like 84 or something like that. You mean? I could be off by a couple of years, but I think it was around 84. He was a teenager. He's around. He's making a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't just him. I'm only speaking to LL because he was the first to respond. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the OGs is radio hosts. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them got businesses. Some are, you know, ain't probably where they would like to be or where they should be. You dig? I always said that. Like, we should do more for the hip-hop OGs. It's just a different time. You came up in an era where you got social media. You know what I'm saying? You got people that can... There was no social media in 1978, cornball. There was no social media. You couldn't sit behind a fucking computer and make money off of publicizing the violence in a state. You couldn't do that in fucking 1978. So how can you compare 1978 to fucking this new millennium that's affording you to eat? That's affording you to feed your family and make your money. You came up in a different era. That was whack. That was fucking corny, man. And it's like, damn, why do we let these weird niggas in the fucking game so easy, man? Why do we do that? Hip hop should be protected, man. Y'all niggas is running this shit into the ground, yo. On some real shit. That's why I'm retro, man. Catch me listening to some Biggie. Catch me listening to some AZ, some Nas, some Ho, some 50. You know what I'm saying? A couple of the new guys. I like a lot of the new guys too, but they gotta be in that cut, in that cloth of the people that I just named. You know what I'm saying? They gotta kind of be in that realm. Like, yo, these dudes is corny, man. They don't got no, it's just, this shit is just a money grab to them, man. For real. And you got the label supporting this shit because they are giving money to anybody with a gimmick and a buzz. And you got bread. A gimmick and a buzz, here. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas is ready to throw you whatever bag. You know what I mean? They're going to give you some upfront money, but they're going to eat off your ass for the rest of your fucking life. This dude really sat here like, yo, real talk, like, yo, listen to how this dude talk, man. Like, listen, like on some real shit. Listen to how he talks, yo. Listen to the audacity of this nigga.
I'm trying to tell you, them old rappers, man, them niggas, bro, have you seen any of these old rappers who be like, yo, they're the foundation of hip hop, really living good? Them niggas be looking really dusty. I kid you not. And then none of y'all try to cover me because I don't fuck with y'all niggas either. So I'm just tell y'all the truth. Y'all be looking like every time there be like an old nigga talking about hip hop, you be like, yo, bro, you sure you invented this? Because everybody else living better than you. So
what the fuck is wrong with this dude, yo? What is wrong with this dude? Like, how the fuck can you compare 1978 to now? This shit was not, hip hop was not even supposed to be a thing, my nigga. Do you know what they had to do to get this shit to the point where it is now? How could you just go at the niggas who sat there and really contributed? You, what the fuck did you contribute? You got your shit off of detailing crimes in Chicago, my nigga. That's what, like, you're a blogger. That's what you do. You recycle shit that's already going on. That's what bloggers do. What did you contribute to the hip hop? You came in and piggybacked off of hip hop. You're a blogger. What footwork did you put in? You are, these things in Chicago was already going on. What you did was you took that story, put it on your YouTube and talked about it. You ain't write no rap. You ain't produce no beat. You ain't go nowhere and hang no fucking flyers up. You understand what I'm saying? Like, what did you do to contribute? This dude really, yo, man, listen, man. Niggas like that be making me like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas like that be making me look at motherfuckers like, y'all really like this dude. You know what I'm saying? Y'all really support what he got going on. Like, for real. Even the OG rappers that mess with him is like, yo, y'all, what y'all gonna say? Oh, he's young. He's misinformed. Nah, man, fuck all that. This nigga's a grown-ass man, yo. He's a grown-ass man. I don't want to hear that. He's young. He's misinformed. He's a grown-ass man. That shit corny, man. That shit corny and he corny. Straight up and down. I don't give a fuck how much money he got. He corny to me. You know what I'm saying? It's mad millionaire, multimillionaire niggas that I sit back and I look at like, these niggas is corny. I don't care how much money you got, how many cars you got, how big your crib is. I don't care about none of that shit, nigga. Corny is corny. It is what it is. You don't got to be a millionaire. You could be corny to me. A lot of people are corny to me. Trust me. I'm just keeping it 100. You know what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it 100. Mad niggas is corny to me. This nigga really disrespected, man. Really disrespected while making millions of dollars off of hip-hop culture. You just straight up dissed hip-hop. And y'all motherfuckers want to give Eminem flack because he's white? That's what I don't understand, man. Niggas just love to criticize Eminem, love to go in on Eminem because he's white. And this man got more respect than... Who shows more respect to the... Like, this nigga is nothing but respectful to the hip-hop culture, man. You know what I'm saying? This nigga could come in with the big chains, all that. You know what I'm saying? This dude be Nike, Air Maxes, sweats. You know what I'm saying? Snap back. Like, he don't go and be like, yo, I'm richer than all y'all. Like, you know what I'm saying? He don't throw his money in your face. He don't do none of that shit. That nigga want to rap. And y'all criticize him. Oh, he's white. That's why people like him. No, man. People like him because he's talented. You know what I'm saying? But then you got this clown, Academics, coming on here, disrespecting people. You know what I'm saying? And then I just seen a headline. I didn't look into it because I don't really be trying to, you know what I'm saying? I guess he said something about Lil Wayne's daughter, something like that. Like, come on, man. That shit is corny. Like, that shit is corny. Now, somebody go catch him, you know what I'm saying, and put hands and feet on him and go in his mouth, then they'll be looked at as wrong. But you can get drunk on Twitch off the Henny and start talking about somebody's daughter. Now, Wayne see you and go in your mouth, you're going to be trying to sue. Right? That's what I'm saying, man. We got to stop letting any and everybody come in this culture and piggybacking off this culture and using this fucking culture, man. It ain't right. It ain't right. We talking about 1978, man. You know what they had to do to even create one song? They paved the way, man. You can't disrespect people that paved the way. I never understood that. All these fake numbers you niggas got going on right now, all these, like Jay-Z said, I ain't got a billion streams, I got $1 billion, nigga. What up? These numbers is fake, man. These numbers is fake, yo. I'm telling you. If you take this generation and brought it back to the early 2000s, late 90s, early 2000s, when you had to go buy a fucking CD or go buy a cassette, these numbers will be drastically low. You understand what I'm saying to you? These numbers will be ridiculously low. Come on, dog. Anybody can sit there and stream the fucking shit. We all got the whole fucking music industry in our phones. We got that in our pocket. Getting somebody out their bed, in their car, going to Best Buy, or wherever you want to buy your shit, and buying the product is a different ball game. A lot of these niggas would not have the numbers that they have if you actually had to go buy the CD. That is a fact. Don't let these numbers gas you. And y'all niggas, man, numbers lie. I've been saying this shit. As soon as Jay-Z said, oh, men lie, women lie, numbers don't, and I said, no, nigga, numbers lie. I don't even know why you made that line popular, nigga. Numbers lie. He He just said, oh, y'all, what he say? Y'all inflating numbers like we supposed to be happy about that. Nigga, didn't you say numbers don't lie? Numbers lie. Weird niggas, man. They get in the game and just shit all over hip-hop, man. You know what I'm saying? They built their fucking little cult following, and now they could go and just talk crazy because they feel like they got more money than the old-timers and all that. Yeah, my nigga, you came up in a different era. You're supposed to have more money than them. You dig? Just like LeBron made more money than Michael Jordan. They came up in a different era. What it is what it is. That don't take away from Mike. That don't take away from Magic. You know what I'm saying? That don't take away from Larry Bird and all the other greats that came up in the 80s and the 90s and the 70s. It's a different game now. It's a different era. It's a different situation. You can't compare 1978, man. Hip-hop started in the park with nothing. You can't compare that to now. This is weird, man. How the fuck can you compare 1978 to motherfucking 2023? Them niggas in 1978 didn't even think hip-hop was going to be around, nigga, a month. Like, do you not realize that? What's wrong with this nigga, man? Why can't nobody really sit there and like, yo, my nigga, like, yo, why we can't all get together as a culture and kick this nigga the fuck out? And everybody else that think like him and act like him, let's kick them out, man. Let's put them on an island somewhere over there. Take your shit and go that way. Why you got to be a part of what we got going on? That's the problem. We let too much weird shit get into the real shit and it diluted. It diluted, man. Why we can't put them niggas over there somewhere? Now, y'all on that island over there, y'all do y'all thing. Nigga, I don't give a fuck because I ain't got to come over there to that island. But I got to see you over here because they got all this shit mixed in. Push y'all weird niggas over there, man, and y'all can do that. Y'all can do that. But y'all got here and you got them niggas clumped in and mixed in with everybody else. Shit weird, man. But yeah, man, I just wanted to get on here and talk my talk, man. And, you know, like I said, man, shout out to my man, Drizzy Dre. Appreciate you. We're going to do it again. You know, like I said, my son got a wild sneaker collection, so definitely tap in with him on the previous episode, my last episode that was featuring him. You know, go check my man's sneaker collection out, man. If you in the kicks, check my man's shit out, yo. This shit is crazy. But, yeah, man, I'm about to sign off. Like I said, I'm running off of fucking 5 hours of sleep, man. I'm running off of 5 hours of sleep. It's crazy. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm about to go upstairs, relax, and be up for a couple more hours. I know me, yo. But yeah, man, I'm about to sign off. I appreciate y'all for listening. You know, like I said, man, I was watching some videos, man, and I'm trying to figure out this video. I'm trying to figure out how to bring video to the Retro Rick podcast. You understand what I'm saying? And I got a true crime podcast called Dumb Crimes and Criminals. It's available on all platforms. If you're rocking with me, I definitely appreciate you if you check that out. Again, man, I'm here, man. You dig? I'm about to sign off. I'm going to holler at y'all.